This conference will.
Well, we are honored to have both Nancy and Patrick Dean. Nancy's been over 30 years in transformational leadership training. I've been honored to know her at least 9 years from a time with Clemmer, and then I just attended a leadership training seminar in San Francisco back in November that was life-changing for me. She is a co-founder of Seminar Systems, which is a company dedicated to an abundant and compassionate world, and they are definitely doing their part for the world to be an abundant and compassionate by all their training. She's traveled worldwide doing training. She's coached over thousands of people. She also does special teens and women's training, and she's an instructor with leadership performance, and I'm honored to be able to call her a friend. And Patrick, there's not enough words to describe who Patrick is, but he's a well-known speaker in leadership training. He has 28 years in the field of leadership training and team building, and team building, relationship, and human development. Mary Jo and I are just honored also to call him a friend. He conducts seminars and workshops and long-term team building products. This call this morning I'm super excited about. He is also with Nancy, the co-founder of Seminar Systems, and he has traveled worldwide doing trainings. I know they've been in Australia recently and Mexico. So he is this they're both unbelievable people, and we are just honored to have them on our call. So now I'm going to turn the call over to Patrick and Nancy.
Thank you. Thank you, Lydia. I appreciate it very
much.
You're welcome. That was very nice. We talk about honor. I think that's one of the great qualities of samurai, which that's what we're going to talk about this morning a little bit. And I thought that we would talk about the samurai networker and kind of combine those two things, the samurai entrepreneur, and talk about what that means, because Mary Jo had a request around that for me to jump in with those, to some of the qualities of a samurai and to work with that, because I think it has a real relevance to this day and age and to our creating more abundance and more success in our life. And so I am very excited. I woke up early this morning, and I look out my front window, and it was just dawn, and we can see the Pacific Ocean here right down below us, and I was watching the dawn come up over the ocean, and I could see the crab boats in the outside in the ocean there with their lights on, and just as the dawn was coming up, and it was just a beautiful morning, and I thought, what an incredible opportunity this day can be, you know, to take it on. And so I know we have, all of us here have lots and lots of stuff to do today, and I have a huge respect for your time, so I want to make sure that in this short call that I get in here some information that absolutely has value for you and that you can put into action to create some of the abundance and fulfillment and satisfaction that you are looking for in this journey of life. So what I'm going to talk about comes from research, and it also comes from this 28 years, and in Nancy's case, 30 years of experience working with people. Now, I those of you that have worked with me before know that I don't do real motivational work. I don't do just simply teaching. But what I'm really about is something called transformation, which is the deep shift in a human being that creates different results in life. I know that motivation is great and information is wonderful, but in themselves, they never create really the deep shift that it requires for us to move from one place to another in our life. And so I want to talk about some of that deep shift, and we're going to talk about that in relationship to this ancient Japanese warrior called a samurai. By the way, I want to make an offer to those of you on the call here. We are doing, as part of Leadership Performance Training and Seminar Systems, we're offering free 30-minute coaching calls to a limited number of people for those of you on the phone. Now, how you get one of those coaching calls is you text Nancy at, I'm going to give you this number and I'll give it to you a little later. You text her at 707-217-0636 or email her at nancy@seminarsystems.com. And as I say, we don't have many slots for this free 30-minute coaching. But if you find value in this call or have found value working with us before, this is a place to jump in and text right now to reserve a place for your coaching call. It'll be Nancy or myself or one of our coaches. And so that's an opportunity we want to put out there, because the one thing we are is dedicated to your success. We want to see this world more abundant and more compassionate. So again, that's Nancy@SeminarSystems.com. Anytime during this call you want to reserve yourself a place for a free free coaching call, or 707-217-0636, that and text her, and we'll put your name on the list. When we get to a certain place, we just have to stop because we don't have time to, or we're not going to take time to all the coaching calls. So we take a certain number of people. Okay, so anyway, let's start this way. Samurai, very interesting that we would use the samurai metaphor, because for people who really want to create a more peaceful, abundant, fulfilled world, as Manatek does, and as you, as participants and entrepreneurs and business owners, that you want to create, why would we use a context like samurai, who were ancient Japanese warriors? And as we go along, I'm going to explain why we would use that metaphor and the power of it for us in this modern time and modern day. But basically, a samurai, as many of you know, was a Japanese warrior, and a samurai served what's called a daimyo, which was a master and a person who was like the king of a kingdom. And the samurai were considered the most fearsome warriors of all times. In all literature, the people talk about the fearsomeness of a samurai. They focus the power of a samurai. And one of the reasons the samurai were considered so fearsome in battle is that they had made peace with death before they went into battle, which sounds very different. But what I think that means, and working with this context, what it means is they understood that every day and that every battle could be their last one. And they didn't look for that, of course, or they didn't seek out death. It was nothing like that. But they knew going into battle that that could be an outcome. And I think that that's an interesting and powerful metaphor for us, in the fact that every day that we have could be, we could die in battle on that day. Not that we wish it, or not that we see that picture or anything like that, of course. But knowing that there's a beginning and an end gives life some urgency and some power to get out there. When we get off this call today, I'd love you to step into your life with some excitement and urgency, and do some things that maybe you haven't done before. And that's basically what we're talking about when we talk about the fearsomeness of a samurai. Plus, they were trained, they were magnificently armed. 600 years, the samurai served in Japan. Now, the word samurai is translated in several different ways. But basically, samurai means to serve. Samurai means to serve. And so a samurai warrior was a person who dedicated themselves to service. Now, one of the things I want to make sure that we all understand here is we're using the metaphor of samurai warrior for the power of what that warrior was. This has nothing whatsoever. Some people get nervous when we talk about things from the East, or is this religious or anything like that. This has nothing to do with religion whatsoever. It has to do simply with character, really. So what we're talking about here is character. And as we go along here, what I urge you to do is to take a look at those things that we talk about that work for you, that you feel that have value. And if there's things we talk about that don't have as much value, I want you to be discerning in what you take along with you. And so when we talk about samurai, take a look at those qualities that have value for you, or what we're talking about regards the philosophy of samurai and how it applies in modern day. So you guys be very discerning listeners. I'm always a person that encourage people to question and to look at things critically. So please do that as we go along. Now the samurai, again, coming back to the samurai, they lived by a code, and that code was called Bushido. And Bushido was the code of the translated as the way of the warrior. And basically, a samurai had a code that they lived their life by. And the first part of that code was integrity. They lived a life of integrity. They lived a life based in their purpose and based in their principles. And their practice in life was not to waver from that integrity, to stand as a person, and there were men and women samurai, to stand as people who believed in and lived in purpose, and that their actions reflected that purpose. The second part of the code of Bushido is that of loyalty. They believed that when they pledged themselves to something, that it was important to stick with it and to stay with it. Now, in these modern days and day and age, it's very interesting to notice how quickly people change jobs, and how quickly people move around, and you know that may not be a bad thing, but also I just like to consider the quality of loyalty that we have, that we can develop towards something, so we can stick with it and give our full commitment to it. So again, samurai and had the code of Bushido, which was the code of integrity and loyalty. For us to understand how samurai relates to our business, and you are all business owners, entrepreneurs, in some way, so it's important to understand what we're talking about when we talk about samurai, and have a way to translate that into something practical and action-oriented in our life. And so I want to talk about that for a moment. What I want to talk about is context versus content. So what we'll talk about here is a little bit of philosophy, and then we'll move to samurai. And then what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the context of samurai, and I'll give you four basic contexts. At the end of this call, I'm going to give you two of what I call the secrets of success and fulfillment based on the samurai principles. So at the end of the call, I got two secrets for you that you're only going to get on this call, and I will we'll talk about those two at the end, and then also I'll have some action, or Nancy actually will have some action, and then we'll have some homework for you to do to take out to put what we're talking about into practice. So those of you with a commitment to action, we're going to have some action items, anybody else, you know, just enjoy the philosophy of the call and what we're talking about around context. So back again to context and content. First of all, here's my experience 40,000 people later as I'm working around the world, is that most of us live in a life of content. We live a life based on content. When what I mean by that is we live about what we need to do in a daily way. We live about the people around us. And basically, we live also our history. And so we live in this world of content, and the content is all the stuff we have to do, all the people we have to meet, things we see that we have to do, and the everyday moving through life as content. Now, when we go to talk about content, often we are bound by our history. So what what many, many people do, and this is part for your coaching, when you're coaching people, is to understand that subconsciously or consciously, we gauge in our life what's possible, not by our declarations, but we gauge what's possible by our past history. And so we look with a very reason and logic type of experience back into our history and go, is it possible for me to be successful? Is it possible for me to step forward into the experience of my life in an extraordinary way? Or am I going to do it incrementally? And so in our past, we have things that we've done and we say to ourselves, okay, I think I can do a little bit better, or I think I can put a little more effort in, or I think I'll try something a little bit different. That's a content-driven experience. All of what's possible is based on history. Now, for those of you like myself who has a scientific background and come from reason and logic, this seems to be a perfectly reasonable way to do things. But it's been my experience working with tons of people who have created extraordinary, like Mary Jo, for instance, creating extraordinary day by day by day, that those people don't live in content, but they live in a place called context. So what that means is, if we could shift from content to context, it means that we could create from a place other than our history, that we wouldn't be history bound. Now, our history, our past, all the stuff that's happened to us from our friends, family, all the things that we carried with us, are great for experience. They're wonderful to learn from. And also, our past and our story, what I call the story of our life, our story or stories are good to relate to other people with. But what I suggest to you is the past is a very poor predictor of the future if you're living in context. It'll be a great predictor of your future if you live in content. If you're bound by past experience and you're living in content, it can predict your future pretty well. But what we're about here is not simply incremental. But what we're about here is your business being extraordinary. And what that's going to take is some extraordinary shifts in thought, the context. Now, so you've got a little bit about content. Content-driven is all the drama in our life and all the stuff we make up and the stories and all of the things we have to do. Nothing bad about it, but it's simply the busyness of our experience of our life. And some people think that that's all there is. But if you shift over and you start to step back a little bit, I want you to take a look at context. Context, if I could describe context, I would describe it this way. I would describe it as, let's say, a jar of candy, a big old giant jar of candy in a store somewhere that you could reach in and pick out this candy. And so let's say there's this big old giant jar of jelly beans. All the beans inside is what we put our concentration on. You know, we look at it, we look at the colors, we look at them, we see what we like, you know, some of you guys like this color or that color or whatever, and we look at the content. But the actual context is the jar that contains or holds the jelly bean. Your context of life is the belief systems and experience that you have that holds your content. Basically, if I could describe context, I would say it's belief systems, assumptions, I don't know, cultural training, past histories that have been put together in one giant belief system that either limits us in what's possible or allows us to step into what's possible in our life. And so, for you to be really effective in coaching people and in developing teams. You see, what leadership performance training is, that's our 5-day training that we do, is that we do this training so people can build teams and be effective communicators and get people committed to the same vision. And so we're doing trainings about shifting context in such a way that you come out with a powerful result, you understand it. And that's been really the thrust of our training. It's not for everybody. It's for people who want to step into real leadership. But what we're really working with here is this basic and fundamental shift in how we look at things. And in that, the exciting thing about that, and I'm very excited about context, is that once you shift your context, then the actions of content shift themselves as you move through the experience of your life. In other words, things that you thought, things that took great effort or great willpower, all of a sudden become more of a natural experience of your relationship to yourself and other people. This is the amazing thing, and this is what we call transformation, is that fundamental shift that creates different results, and it doesn't seem like it creates any more effort. And so, or it's what's called the effortless effort that you step into it, doing it out of the joy and excitement because your context is around your purpose. Your context is around the creation of extraordinary. Again, context is actually what determines what's possible in our life, not content. We look at content as if it is not. It's the context, our beliefs, our basic belief systems in ourselves that determines what's possible. Now, the good news about that is that if we haven't created those things that we want to create in our life, the great news about that is the possibility of simply shifting context. So let's talk about, go back to samurai and the warrior. And I talked a little bit about context when I talked about integrity and loyalty as being qualities of context. But I want to talk about four basic contexts of a samurai. And so let's talk about those and work with those basic ones and see if you get an idea of shifting, how shifting context is going to make a real difference. So are you ready to go? So this is four contexts. Now, there are more contexts. And when we work and when we do our trainings, of course, we go much deeper into it and much more into the action. And so at the end of a training, there's not only an understanding, but there's a shift in context. But for here now, I'm just going to put these out here for you to take a look at and as suggestions for you to work over. So let's go with four samurai contexts. Number one is called every moment is a choice. And every choice has prices and benefits. To be a true leader, a samurai, it's so important to understand this one, that every choice we make has prices and benefits, and that being a leader is the weighing of those prices and benefits and making the best decision possible from that experience. Let's go to an example of prices and benefits. So if you go to a sporting event, most of us love to watch sporting events. It's college football, or it's pro football, or it's basketball. We enjoy sporting events, many of us. And when we go to those events, we're operating from a context called spectator, that we're watching. And the exciting thing and benefit of being a spectator is that you get some of the excitement of the crowd. You get to watch your team at play. You have the ups and downs of when they score and don't score. You get to wave the flag and you get to cheer. And then at the end, you get to walk out of the stadium with the people that you were with, and you had a great time watching the players on the field. The benefit of spectating, of course, if you look at that, is that you get the thrill and excitement of watching your team, but you don't have to be down on the field. The chances of injury of any kind are very small, I guess, unless you're like in an Argentinian soccer match or something. But basically, you get to play. And there's another benefit to being a spectator. Have you ever listened to those shows on Monday or Tuesday where people call in and they have a criticism or opinions about how the game should have been played or who they should have put in the game or how the coach should have done it? There's a full-time industry of people's opinions about things, and we all love to have our opinion. Now, an opinion is an interesting thing. It's great to have, but the great thing about opinion is there's no responsibility attached to an opinion. You can just have one, and there's no action or responsibility attached to it. So there's another benefit of spectating in life. You can always look at other people and always have an opinion about what they're doing and how they're doing it. And in that opinion, you have no responsibility for the bottom line. So being a spectator can be fun. You get to have an opinion. But I want to talk about the price you pay as a spectator. And we'll talk about that price in connection with the other part of this, which is called being a player. If you're down on the field and you take the field, there are prices and benefits. The price, of course, is the possibility that you lose the game. The price is the possibility of injury. There's a price because you have taken responsibility, and when you go back to the locker room, as many of you have played sports before, winning or losing, you have to stand in front of that mirror and you determine whether you brought all of what you could bring or not. You get to stand, and it's what we call standing in results. You get to stand in results as a player. Win or lose, good or bad, you stand in your results as a player. The price is the criticism that you get from the spectators. The price is that the constant improvement that you need to do to bring your best to the game. Now, being a player, the benefits are amazing because you get one thing spectators will never get, and that is the experience of being on the field and owning your results. And so you get to be on the field and get the experience and get to play and know that when you've won, you can stand in those results, or when you lose, you stand in them. But to stand in front of a mirror in pride of what you have done and know that you can always bring something to the next game. So being a player or a spectator is a choice in life. So if you're on this call, my assumption is that you're playing, and that as a player, you know the prices and benefits. And so a context of a samurai is a person who stands with integrity in their results, their prices and benefits, and understands those. You go out and you sit with people and you talk with people about a business opportunity from a place of sincerity and openness. And you're out there doing what many people are unwilling to do. And believe me, doing that, you will get plenty of heat for that. And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. So that's context one. Context two of samurai is called intention versus mechanism. A bold declaration is always a starting point for extraordinary results. That you come from a place that you're going to create your intentionality, that is your commitment, creates your results, not the mechanism. So if I want to go to Europe from where I am here on the Pacific coast, I can choose a mechanism. I can walk, I can bicycle, I can take a plane, I can take a boat, I can hopscotch, I can go whatever, and I'll get to Europe in some way. So there's always a mechanism to get us there. But what the driving force is in that fact of mechanism is the commitment. And a samurai understands that commitment, that setting the goal, that making a bold declaration, that making a public declaration is a part of setting commitment into motion. That weak declaration always brings weak results. And so understanding that it's not the mechanism, that if one fails, you'll find another and another and another. As an entrepreneur, you guys know this, that it's, you don't always end up with a mechanism that you think you should make, that you should end up with. So many people try different mechanisms in their home-based business, and all you really need to do is listen to people who have been and had results and followed their instructions. But we all want to try different stuff. You know, we all try the mailers, we all want to do the social networking, we all want to do that, and that's great to try. But there are people who have come before us that understand. And so part of what you're doing in understanding commitment is to know that you can learn, and that the commitment will drive, and you will find a mechanism. And there are mechanisms that are proven out there. So a samurai is a willingness to learn. The question you ask yourself in this one is, are you going to live by chance and circumstance? Or are you going to live by choice and commitment? Basically, that's the question that comes down to it. Are we going to live by our choice? And are we going to live by commitment? Or are we going to let chance and circumstance run our life? We get to choose that every moment. And so that's part. That's number two of the context of standing as a warrior, a samurai. Number three is called determination. George Leonard, a good friend, person that taught something called and invented something called the samurai game, which we often play in corporations and we're licensed to do, and said that the plateau is one of the most difficult times to operate from samurai. That you're working and working and working and working, and there's nothing that seems to happen different. And that we lose determination, and we lose our forward momentum because it doesn't look like things are happening. Indeed, it often gets harder as we move along. And a quality of a samurai is a person that can handle those periods of time where results don't seem to be produced. But you'll notice something, whether you play a sport or you're doing your home-based business, that you go for a period of time and all of a sudden, one day or one week, things just shift around. And we look at what we did in that one day or one week and we say, that's what it was. It was that day or that week or something right then that created that shift. But in actuality, it wasn't that. There was something going on for us during that time of practice when we didn't think things were going on. George Leonard says that's the actual time of progress. We simply can't see it. So as a samurai, you understand and are able to tolerate and celebrate even the plateaus that you're going along, knowing something is shifting inside. You're becoming stronger. And then one day, there'll be a jump in results. Finally, the last one I want to talk about on this call is something very powerful, and it's about purpose. And this last one is called the theory of space. The theory of space. And we're not talking about space travel or physics or anything. What we're talking about here as a context of samurai is that you are actually the space that allows other people to be an expression of their greatest qualities. Now, I'll describe this. You are the space that allows other people to be an expression of their greatest qualities. how that works is it, just notice yourself. If you get up in the morning cranky, upset, not looking forward to the day, harassed, and you take that as an experience of context, and you go through your day like that, I want you to notice who you bring into your day. Two kinds of people generally. People that want to stay away from you because they don't want that energy, and the other type of people are people that will match you in crankiness and upsetness, and they'll certainly agree with you that things are not going well. And so you get into the club of agreement about how bad things are. That's what we mean by space. That if you operate from cranky and upset, it allows other people to operate from cranky and upset. However, the incredible side of this, if you shift this, and see, you guys see this coming, if you shift this to those qualities of courage and honor and excitement and enthusiasm and passion, and if you bring forth those qualities of a samurai, that it allows other people around you to step into those qualities. If you get how profound this is, what it means is that you get purpose. Because our purpose in abundance, creating more abundance in our life, is not simply for the things it can buy. Those sound great. We deserve those. That's awesome. Not that at all. What it is that we create a place for other people to experience abundance because we're successful. So your success is simply not for you. It works for you. It's a wonderful thing. But it generates an experience of hope and forward momentum in everyone you touch. Your success and your willingness to stand for the plateaus and your willingness to stand in those qualities creates a better world every day, whether you see the result in your pocket or not, immediately. But eventually, as a samurai to serve, you will see the results that you're looking for. Okay, so those things, every moment's a choice, your commitment drives everything, determination is a quality of, and remember that to be able to handle the plateau, and finally the theory of space. Those are all qualities and context that samurai live by, those and more. Now, what we say in leadership performance training is that awareness without action has no value. And so Nancy's going to talk with us for a moment about the creation of action in our life. In other words, all this philosophy sounds great, but how do we really put it into action? And so Nancy, my life partner, and my business partner, and a person who I have immense respect for, she's going to talk for a few minutes about putting some of this into action. Nancy?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's a privilege to be here, and I just want to thank Mary Jo and Lydia real fast for one more time, you know, letting us come on and make a difference with all of you and your commitment to Manatech. Action. No accident, it's turned over to me. I love action, sometimes to my detriment. The first, most important action you can take around your business and around everything you've learned is a thing that we actually got from Stephen Covey, which is in your daily management of time, that you look at the most important things to you, those things for you that are the most important, whether it be family, your marriage, your health, whatever it is, and you put those in your day first. We call those rocks. Stephen Covey calls those rocks. And you make sure that they're in your calendar first, and those are your first accomplishment. Then what are the pebbles? So your business. My business is a huge rock for me. So I put that in my day also. And then the pebbles. What are the pebbles? You know, the things like cleaning out my drawer, or it might be emailing, you know, a friend. You know, we put those in. And then the rest of our day can be filtered with the miscellaneous stuff that, you know, we enjoy doing or we're having fun doing or things like that, but we can fill it in. And now, things that you put in the sand one day may become a rock the next day. So every day you take a look at your day and you manage your time this way. Generally, what people do is they fill their day with the sand. They fill their day with miscellaneous things that, you know, are important. I'm not saying they're important, but yet it's like doing Facebook. Now, Facebook can be a rock, but Facebook also can keep us in the sand area, can really keep us, you know, doing this kind of stuff. Or organizing can be a great sand technique for a lot of us doers. You know, we'll get organized and then maybe jump in. So manage your day, rocks, pebbles, and sand. The second action is, you know, you put your money where your commitment is. So if your commitment is, you know, in creating a successful business, then you want to invest in training or invest in coaching or invest in prospecting. You know, look at your money and where are you putting your money? Is it where your true commitment is? You know, you can always tell, you know, where someone's real commitment is because it's where all their money is going. The next one is, Patrick calls this the million-dollar question. Now, Lydia, I believe, has a recording on this call. We did this call about a month ago, and so if she, I'm not sure. She can tell you at the end of this call if she has the recording. And if she does, I would get on that recording and listen to the lecture on the million-dollar question. You know, which is what is important to you. So not only do you answer that for yourself, you know, what is important to me today to accomplish, you absolutely ask it of the people that are in your downline and upline. Manatech is a great business of service. And to be of service, you have to ask that question. That question is the most critical question you can ask another human being. When your commitment is service to others. And I know probably 100% of you signed on to Manatech because of the service that it gave not only yourself but others. The last action plan is to beware of discouragement. And in a minute I'm going to turn you over to Patrick. He has a great story around this. But discouragement is kind of like the voice inside your head that's holding you back. The discouragement, that voice that says that it's not going to work or you haven't been able to get up to $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a month in revenue or, you know, so should you keep going? You know, in owning your own business, you've got to keep going. You can't let anything hold you back. So you find avenues to help you with that discouragement. You find a friend that you can call so they can just remind you how great you are. Or you find something, some avenue to where you can recover from this discouragement because it's a natural human quality. But you got to keep going. You got to keep moving. You got to keep going. So I'm going to turn you back over to Patrick and for this great story on discouragement. Patrick.
Well, not much of a story, sort of five lines on this thing, but there's a guy looking at Craigslist, and he sees that the devil is going to have a yard sale, and so he says, well, this will be interesting. So he shows up in the morning at the devil's yard sale, and he starts looking at all the tables set out there with everything the devil is getting rid of, and the tables are full of all of those things like, all the qualities like lust and envy and jealousy and judgment and all of the, you know, the tables are piled high with all those things that the devil's recycling there. And he goes over to one table, and on that table there's nothing but a glass, one of those see-through glass containers, and he looks inside in there, and there's a little box. And he says to the devil, he says, God, there's stuff piled on all these tables, piled head high. And here on this one table, you only have one thing. And I look at the price of this thing, and it's $1 million. And the devil says, well, I want you to take a look at this. So he takes out the box. He opens it up. And inside there's a small little jeweler's bag. And in that, he takes out this little tiny tool. And the devil says, this is the most powerful tool I have. And the guy says, what is it? And he says, it's the tool of discouragement. Because if I can put that into people's hearts, they will stop what they're doing. So discouragement is a powerful voiceover that we have in our minds. And so the thing is, don't get discouraged. No matter win, lose, or draw on any of your businesses or into your entrepreneurial, anything you're doing here, you're going to be a different person if you approach with sincerity and openness. And you're going to learn, and you're going to be successful because you have a sincere and powerful practice as a samurai to keep going, to make that difference with other people around abundance. So discouragement comes up for everyone, especially when you're on the plateau. Okay, so to start to wrap this up, I said that I was going to have two things, secrets that I have experienced that have kept people absolutely stuck in one place. And so I'm going to talk about those very quickly. Then I got some homework, and then I'm going to turn it over to Lydia. So here we go. Number one is persistence. I met a gentleman on a plane flying over to Asia, and it turned out in conversation with him that he was a congressman. And I asked him, what is the greatest quality of leadership that you're aware of? And he said, I ran for office and I was completely defeated. I ran for office again, I got a few more votes, but not much better. I ran for office again and I almost made it, but lost. And finally I ran for office and won. I was the person that was the most persistent. I kept going after everyone dropped out. And so the samurai saying for you to take away is, fall down 7, get up 8. Keep going. That is persistence. That is a quality of an entrepreneur as opposed to a person who simply works a job. Persistence. The second secret is, what people think about you, what others think about you, is one of the greatest holdbacks that we have in our business. As a person who makes a bold declaration in the business, and your products in Manitech are amazing, and they should be out there for people to have an experience of, you are going to catch plenty of heat. And you know what I'm talking about because most of you have caught this already. Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, network marketing doesn't work. Oh, it's a pyramid. You know the drill. You guys have been through this over and over. And one of the great qualities of samurai is the willingness to appreciate the feedback other people give. To understand it's feedback about our communication, and we own it. But on the other side, not to allow what people think of us to run the experience of our life. Again, to be in respect of people always, but they're not going to determine what's possible in your life. So here's your homework, you guys. For those of you that are at that level, that you want to declare yourself into your commitment this week, I got some homework for you. For the rest of you who simply maybe enjoyed the call or you think about the philosophy of it, that's great. We appreciate you being on the call. But this is for the people who want to take this and you want to step into your warrior experience, your samurai. Here's your homework. This week, I want you to connect with 5 people. And don't sell them anything. Don't pitch them anything. Connect with 5 people. Choose 5 people that would be surprised to hear from you. Not the people you always call, not the people that don't know you at all, but people from your past, from your experience, from something that you haven't connected with in a long time. And call them up. And if you are in this kind of relationship, use the million-dollar question and ask them, what's important to you? And listen to the answer. And be there in a way that what they say is important to you. You're not thinking about pitching them. You're not thinking about the objections. You're not thinking about what this business can do for them. Make a connection with five people without any agenda about moving them. Now, you have plenty of people that you're going to be moving that you want to pitch the business to, and you will be surprised about what these five people ask you in this conversation. So a minimum of five people that are from your life that you have not connected with and that you have a true interest in finding out what's important to them, what's going on in their life, not about you. Quit being so interesting and become interested. That is a way to build your business. Okay, so the next one is, for those of you, homework, if you haven't booked a free coaching call with myself or Nancy or coaching team, this is the time to do it. Nancy@seminarsystems.com and 707-217-0636, a text to her. A limited number of people, and I'll tell you, levels of commitment here are very interesting. So
we've already gotten quite a few.
Okay. Are we full already?
No, but okay. We've gotten quite a few.
Okay. So a few more openings for that one. All right. Now, the last thing is, if you listen to the call, Lydia's gonna give you you email Lydia and Mary Jo and find out the URL, the internet address for the call called the Million Dollar Question that I did, I guess it was a month ago or a couple of months.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick, it's Lydia. I will send that out to everybody after the call.
Okay, awesome. So you're going to have that. Some of you will listen, some of you won't. It's okay, but I would suggest that you understand the Million Dollar Question and listen. Also, listen to this call again. At your leisure and to what we've talked about here. It was very thick. There was lots and lots of stuff in it, but that's one of my great faults is trying to jam, so I just want to be so much of service to you guys. We're gonna do a leadership performance training, and these trainings are not for everybody. Nancy and I have done lots and lots and lots of public seminars. Basic courses, and advanced courses. We've done a lot of those, but we're not doing those anymore. What we're doing is picking leaders of leaders, people who I know will use the material of transformation and go out there to make a difference, and we're keeping our leadership performance training, the one we do in San Francisco, we're keeping it small and to a limited number of people. Lydia, you've been in that training, have you not?
Yes, I have, and it was fantastic. I think we had 12 or 13 people in our session.
Yeah, what was the value that you took away from that, you feel?
I think because it was so small, you got your individual self, so you had some personal attention. When there's 60, 70, 80 people in a class, some people can get lost in that.
Yeah.
So personally, I love the smallness of it.
We do presentation skills. We really work with tuning up the business. So it's and transformation. How to create a team of people and coach them. My gosh, that's a skill to learn, you know. And the great thing about it, be a samurai, is that you're a learner for a lifelong learner. Okay, so that's on March 28th in San Francisco. Those of you interested, I'm sure, will find a way to contact Lydia or myself or Nancy, and you'll let us know about that. So anyway. Lydia, I want to turn it back over to you. That was a lot of material for such an early morning start. I hope you guys had your coffee. Hope you enjoyed the context of samurai and warrior.
Yes, thank you very much, and I look forward to those of you that have signed up for coaching. I look forward to being with you.
So, Lydia.
Well, again, thank you, Nancy and Patrick. That was a fabulous call. Does anybody have any questions for them before we let them go? I know it's 11 o'clock. We could probably take a couple questions. Remember, if you have a question, *7 will unmute yourself.
So we take two questions, Lydia?
Yep.
Okay.
I have a question.
Please.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Melody over here in Mississippi, and it was a terrific call, and you were talking about persistence. And this is just a personal request, but I'm in a contest right now at amble.com, A-M-B-L-E.com, that's www, and it's a writing contest, and I was in the top 10 submissions, and you get people to go to the website and just vote for your submission, and that's how you win it, is you get the most votes. So I'm looking everywhere I can get to get some votes, so I'm being persistent and not being afraid of what people think of me. How about that?
Marilyn, you rock.
Melody.
So it's amble.com and vote for Melody Miller.
All right. We wrote it down.
I'm a Mary Jo fan.
What a bold samurai move you've got going there.
Well, I had to exemplify what you were teaching.
Well, go for it, you know. That's awesome. Okay, another
thank
question.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Question, comment.
Hi, Patrick.
Yes.
Or Lydia. This is Mary Thurston. Hi, Lydia.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, I missed the first 15 minutes of the call, so my question is, where can we find out about pricing on the class on March 28th?
So email Nancy and get in a conversation with her.
Okay.
And she'll talk with you about it. So she's at nancy@seminarsystems.com. Wow, that'd be great to talk with you, Mary.
Okay, I'll do it that way.
And I think that, and she'll give you a call and you guys can talk about that one.
Wonderful, thank you.
And a tech friend to get a special rate.
Yes, that's true.
Because we just love Mary Jo and Lydia to death always, so there you go.
Yes, yes, so do we.
Yeah.
And we love you guys, too.
Yeah, thanks. All right, thanks, you guys. It was wonderful.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
Thank you. Any other questions before we let Patrick go?
This is Nancy.
Well, great. Hey, Nancy.
I just wanted to say this has been an awesome call. My mind is frantically scrambling in different directions, and I really feel like these principles will really help me, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know, I think the bottom line is that everyone has a warrior inside of them to make a huge difference in this planet, and right now this world needs samurai, needs warrior to stand in principle and purpose, and I appreciate your willingness to do that. Okay.
Well, Patrick, we're going to end the call. Thank you very much for being on the call. I will get the recording posted shortly, and I'll get you the recording also, Patrick. And let me know, anybody, if you have any questions. You guys all have a great week, and Mary Jo will be back on the line on next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.